That's time for the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, it's donkey of the day for Monday, June 24th. Goes to a 59-year-old man named Ronald Eugene Griffin. Now, listen, mental illness is a real thing. All right, some of us have the luxury of healing and dealing with our mental health issues. Some of us don't. I deal with anxiety, depression, PTSD, but I thank God that all I need is some therapy, some occasional CBD, breathing exercises, and I can pretty much handle everything else. But there's those amongst us who actually need a lot more than all those things. All right, some people need to be medicated because their reality is simply not our reality. And Ronald Griffin is indeed living in his own reality. Now, it's possible that there is multiverses as well. And sometimes people come and visit us from other universes, meaning that we are on this earth, but it's another earth just like it. All right. And in Marvel comic books, this earth that we know of, that we live on, that I am currently broadcasting from, is called Earth 616. But you have Earth 982, Earth 90210, Earth 90214, Earth 3488, just a few different Earths. I know you're like Charlamagne. Exactly.
I knew
somebody
about?
Out there was wondering what the hell I'm talking about. Well, I'm just trying to rationalize what Ronald Griffin did. All right, so either it's mental illness or he's from another universe. And in the universe he's from, Halle Berry's house is his house. Mm. I repeat, in the universe Ronald Griffin is from, Halle Berry's house is his house. Now, Charlamagne, what the hell are you talking about?
Please
well, according
me.
To TMZ, back in January, Ronald showed up at Halle Berry's house and was messing with the locks. Halle's gardener pulled up. Used to be a gardener, right, Envy?
No.
I thought that's what your Wikipedia says. So you used to be a gardener and then you met Clue.
I don't know who made that up. I was not a gardener.
Anyway,
but go ahead.
The gardener pulled up and asked him what the hell he was doing, so Ronald bounced. All right. A couple months later in March, Ronald came back, but this time he came back with a locksmith and said he was the owner of Halle Berry's house and had the deed to prove it. Not only did he get the locksmith to change one of the locks, he got the title of the residence changed. But when he was confronted by employees who worked at the house, Ronald called the police and reported the employees as trespassers. I had no idea you could change the title of a residency that's not yours. I also had no idea you could change the locks of a house that's not yours. Wouldn't it behoove locksmiths to do background checks? Because locksmiths, whether you know it or not, if you are changing the locks on a crib that doesn't belong to the person who hired you, then you are assisting in breaking and entering. Now, back to what I was saying about mental illness or the Marvel multiverse. It has to be one of the two in this situation, because I don't think Ronald was actually trying to commit a crime. I just think he truly believed whatever BS was going on in his brain. The mind is a weird place, and it needs just as much maintenance as every other aspect of our human existence. But sadly, some people like Ronald never get the help they deserve. Now, Ronald is in jail. His bond is $36,000, but he doesn't know he's in jail. He actually thinks he's at the BET Awards.
Shut up.
He's having a great time. All right? Please give Ronald Eugene Griffin the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw!
All right. This is sad because he shouldn't be in jail.
Where should he be?
He should be getting some help in a mental institution or something. Like, clearly something is wrong with him. Unless he's from another universe.
Remind me to tell you a story when we get off air. All right?
I don't like when you tell me stories.
Just remind me to tell you.
Charlamagne the God here, and today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey!